sixth grade school teacher at Homestead.
Mm-hmm. In the sixth grade, I was not exactly a tame young man, mm-hmm. like I am now, and kind of cantankerous and mischievous like most kids are in the sixth grade. We're sitting there in the classroom in Dane Sorrell's class, and right beside my desk, I sit against the wall. And next to my desk, the wire come down the wall, right next to my desk, what led up to the intercom speaker, yes. up on the wall. And every so often, the principal would call for Dane Sorrell to come to the office. Business talk. Mm-hmm. And so every so often, the principal, Mr. Pippin, come across his PA system and said, "Mr. Sorrell, would you please come to the front office?" And Mr. Sorrell would get up, walk out, and it's a long way to the front office from where we was in the sixth grade. He had to walk a long way on the breezeway. I got to thinking about that. My mom and daddy had just bought me a tape recorder for the first time. Mm-hmm. I love tape recorders. I was interested in them. Mm-hmm. And so I got to thinking about it. Since that wire come down beside my desk, I decided to one day during study hall or whatever, Mr. Sorrell wasn't in the room, there's only a few of us, I sat there and I cut that wire next to my desk with a knife. And I put two ends on it. I put two electronic ends on that wire where you could just stick it together and plug it back up. Where it wouldn't interrupt the circuit. I brought my tape recorder to school one day. I pulled those two ends, those two plugs loose where I had it spliced together. And I put one end in my tape recorder and the other end in the speaker output on my tape recorder. And I waited. I actually waited a long time. Because I'd hooked that up that way about every day in class. Nothing ever happened. But then one day, it happened. I had my tape recorder going. Mr. Pippin called for Mr. Sorrell to come to the front office. And I recorded it. Well, Mr. Sorrell got up and went to the front office. That's okay. I have a recording now of the principal calling for Mr. Sorrell. Oh, I was tickled with this. And I didn't tell nobody else because... you tell somebody else, you're going to get in trouble. Now, the kids sitting in front of me and behind me sort of knew I was up to something. Because they hadn't seen nobody cut wires and put ends on wires and stuff. Sure enough, I gave it about a week. Brought my tape recorder back to school. Plugged that wire back into my tape recorder on the headphone out. And hit play. And when I hit play... what we heard in the classroom was the principal going, "Mr. Sorrell, would you come to the front office, please?" And I stopped. Mr. Sorrell got up, walked out of the classroom, made the long trip to the front office. Now, what I'm about to tell you now is only knowledgeable to me because of 40 years later, talking to Mr. Sorrell, who eventually became principal at Pleasant Hill. So I know what happened when he got to the front office. He got up there, walked into the principal's office, said, "You call for me, boss?" Mr. Pippin said, "No." Don't think it did. Dane said, "Well, you just called for me on the PA system a minute ago." Mr. Pippin said, "No, I didn't. I didn't call for you." Well, Dane scratched his head. Mr. Pippin looked at him funny. And Dane says he just turned, walked out of the office, and come back down the classroom. Sat down. Now, I watched him as he come back. He walked slowly to the desk and sat down at his desk. And you could tell he had a worrisome look on his face. He had a worried look on his face because he didn't know why he thought that Mr. Pippin had called for him. So, I gave it a rest. I didn't do it no more for about two more weeks. I knew better than that. Two more weeks. And I think probably in the meantime, Mr. Pippin called for him a couple more times. I give it two more weeks. I sit in there. I hit the play button. Mr. Sorrell, would you come to the front office? He got up, walked out of the room, went to Pippin's office. He got up there. Again, Mr. Pippin said, I didn't call you, Dane. I don't know what you're hearing down there, Buddy Roe, but I didn't call for you to come up here. Dane says, Mr. Pippin, I declare you come over the intercom system a minute ago, hollered for me to come up here. Mr. Pippin said, I did not call for you to come up here. Dane come back down there. Now Dane tells me 40 years later that he's thinking there's something wrong with Mr. Pippin. He's thinking Mr. Pippin didn't realize he called for him to come up there. Maybe having a bout of dementia early in life, because Mr. Pippin's only 36 years old. But Dane got to thinking that Mr. Pippin was off his rocker. Mm-hmm. Now I'm having a laugh at it. I can't laugh out loud. But I laughed when I got home with my buddies, because I had to let them in it because they asked me about it. I gave it another few days, maybe a week or two. I did it again. Now, you should have seen Dane Sorrell's face when the speaker come on. Mr. Sorrell, would you come to the front office? He looked at that speaker like it was a demon of some kind. He looked at it like it was some kind of devil coming out of there. He got up. He stomped out of the room this time. He didn't walk. He stomped out of there and stomped up to the front office. He got up to the front office. He went barging into Mr. Pippin's office. And Mr. Pippin wasn't there. The secretary said, no, Mr. Pippin left going to town a while back to pick up supplies. Mr. Pippin wasn't even on the premises. Dane said, that's when he knew. That's when it hit him. Something funny's going on. He come back down to the classroom down there. He walked in the door. I didn't look back at him because I didn't want to notice nothing. But I'm sitting at my desk and all I see is two long legs walk up next to my desk. And I looked up. He's 17 feet tall. I looked up at him. Mr. Sorrell said, let me have it. Have what? I said, let me have it, whatever gizmo you got. He said, matter of fact, get up out of your desk. And I got up out of my desk. And you could plainly see the splice in the wire. He said, you do that, do what? Did you cut that wire and splice that in there? I said, oh, that. You know, I may have done that. To think about it, I made up some kind of cockamamie story like I thought it needed fixing or something. He said, where's your tape recorder? It is in my book satchel. I pulled it out. He said, give it in. You'll get this back at the end of the school year. Fortunately, it was like June, so we didn't have that long to go. But he made me stay in at recess. You remember the old days when you had to stay in and write on the chalkboard? He made me stay in at recess and write 100 times whatever I had to write. I will not fool Mr. Sorrell no more, blah, 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 blah. 40 years later, Dane and I are sitting laughing about this whole incident. And Dane told me, said, Tony, I seriously thought I was losing my mind. I was having doubts about my sanity. He said, then I started having doubts about Mr. Pippin's sanity. He said, I thought maybe he was calling me down there and didn't remember. He said, but you had me worried. He said, but I want to exact a lot worse punishment on you. He said, but when I went back up in a few days and talked to Mr. Pippin and told him what happened, he said, we must have laughed for 30 minutes about what you've done. He said, we laughed so hard there was nothing, I couldn't do anything worse to you. He said, because you had pulled the ultimate prank on us. He told me this 40 years later. And I said, so why did you give me the F in math?